Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini. Ashwini?
Can you hear me, Sherry?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, our assignment from yesterday. Do your daily practice. Take some time to make a recording that captures what you've learned from working with this month's content focus. Can't wait to hear what people have learned. So here we go.
Uh-huh. All right.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Dan in Los Angeles, who was formerly in a quiet spot.
Oh, no, you sound good. You sound good. What do you see?
I was recording about the type one mostly right now, having to find, you know, the, you said it once, perfectly right answer to anything from what am I doing at work down to the paragraph or sentence I'm writing. It's the best possible way. And it was turning my dream job into a living nightmare. And through just doing two-handed recording on some of that, my practice was just to do a little dance every half hour, which helps amazingly, and can be used anywhere, I discovered.
Yes, it can. That's amazing in itself, isn't it? You can pull that off anywhere, because the voice, well, I mean, it's a big deal, because the voices would say, oh, you can't do that. That's ridiculous. That's not possible.
And even in a meeting, I can tap my feet under the table. I can do a little thing with my hands. And even just doing it right now, I got a little smile. But the biggest thing was recording this whole process of having to find the perfectly right thing. On the two-handed saw and reflective listening buddy, saw that, here's conditioning saying, okay, here's the plan. We're going to figure this out. Here's the pros and cons, blah, blah, blah. And already I'm urgent. And life just said, it doesn't matter. And it was very calm. There was no demand or urgency. And so I was recording that and listening to it. And then life dropped in. It doesn't matter. I just want to be with you. I still get choked up about it. Because that's everything he wanted. That's what he was hoping to get from, you know, this feeling of love from getting it perfectly right. But it was just there. Man, talk about process versus content.
Yes. And a perfect picture of going from the conditional. If you get it perfectly right, you'll be loved. Go ahead. Keep going. You'll get there to unconditional. Unconditional, exactly as you are. Completely loved, exactly as you are.
No performance, just
nothing.
And it wasn't
don't
like
need to
I
get
love
anywhere
you.
But here.
So hallelujah, amen. Practice works. So full of gratitude right now. So.
Oh gosh, me too. Me too. That's beautiful. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Practice works, Sherry.
Yeah.
All right.
Isn't that just? It just. I just want to underline it because that is just so. I mean, we say it, we hear it, we read it. People have been saying it for as long as there have been people who discovered this. That everything our heart desires is right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely unconditional. We don't have to do anything. It's just a matter of being.
Mm-hmm. And the doing that we do, I guess, is that process of making the movement from attention on conditioned mind to here. It's the only movement we have to do.
Yes. And it's a non-doing doing.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, it's Alice in London. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Oh, jolly good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's perfect then? Well, I'm chuckling. I'm chuckling because I've just been buying my vegetables half an hour or an hour ago. And I'll put a whole ton of them because if you buy vegetables, they weigh a lot. There they all are being checked out. And behind me, I'm not realizing, there's this little old lady who's got, which I'll be, or probably am already, who's got just one thing to pay for. And I noticed when I finished buying everything, and I look there and I say, next time, I'm going to stop what I'm doing and notice who's behind me. It turned out that what had happened was that everyone in the queue behind me had promoted her one. So she wasn't there when I started. No wonder I hadn't seen her. Anyway, I'm smiling and I'm saying, and so I don't mind that I didn't see her because so you can only do what you can do. And I say, next time, I'm looking behind me. I'm having my 2020 rear view eyes in the back of the head fitted, and we all had a chuckle about that because I don't know. It was a silly thing to say, maybe. I don't know. It was just a laugh. And then the thing is, I said, do you know what? I really like coming to shop here. Thank you all, because it's really nice being here amongst and having a chuckle with all of you. And she shuffled off because she got everything all ready and she was in. She needed a time. She was in quite a hurry. And so I didn't want to keep her. And I said to the other two, do you know what? I think it's going to be all right. It's all right getting old, because here's the thing. If we can care and be kind, then there's half a chance when it matters to us that there's someone for us. I said various things like this as I was handing over the cash. And various other things that I've picked up listening here. Lovely things that you've all heard before. And but you can say them again and again and again. And you know what? The guy behind me, I laughed and I said, It'll all be fine, you know. We're just fine as we are, and then I laughed and I said, I've just been off and got some oxygen therapy because it's useful for various things, and I'm trying it out to see if it's any good because I don't know. I'm just trying it out, and he said, "Well, you," he said, "you're high as a kite, you are," and I thought, you know, it's it sunk in afterwards, and. And I said to him, you know, all the things that I've been saying, I wish I could remember them for you now, but I can't. They're all things you all already know because I got them here. I got them here. And I'd said all those things, and I said to him, do you know what? I might have enjoyed the oxygen, or I don't know if it made any difference, but actually all the things I've just said, they've all just come straight from it. When you need it, it's there. And when life really turns in such a way that you have got to find a way for it to be all right to inhabit the current moment. You have got to find it. Then it's all absolutely fine. Here are the kind of things. At all times in all places, be thankful to God. Well, that one comes from the early morning Anglican service, which is slightly high church, but don't ask me what Anglican means, Church of England. And it's fantastic. It doesn't matter if you don't include God. Because at all times and all places, be thankful is being echoed elsewhere. We hear it. We know gratitude is just the place to be. And it all just works. At all times and all places, be thankful, even when it's crap. Particularly because it hits our mind.
Because that's the movement that Dan was just talking about. Right? Because if it's all crap, then that means I am stuck with ego inside conditioned mind, the storehouse and generator of crap, and I'm identified with that. So if I can remember to be thankful, attention has moved away from that, and suddenly I realize, no, it's not. It's not crap at all. Ego is, but life isn't.
It's wonderful. It's point to the light and the shadow falls behind you. Point to the light. And the lovely thing is, it's never 100. Well, I don't like to generalize. I'm not keen. I don't, I'm not sure how I feel about the word never or always. I notice when they get used that a part of me goes, I'm not aware of moments when it's 100% crap or 100% good. And when we point to that tiny bit of light, however tiny it appears to us, just point to the light, the shadow falls behind us. And often the bit, exactly the bit that is the hardest thing to accept is also, it can be an enormous gift. So if something yes. feels really tough, that aspect yes. can be there to push it, to give us the choice to look for something that suits us, that's true. We can't lie about this. We can't say at all times in all places be thankful and then fib. You've got to tell the truth. So if we're having trouble finding something we're thankful for, we can start with, I'm glad it's dry because I haven't got a jacket. We can start with something that's just true.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah. Which is the whole point of our recording and listening practice, and then I need to let you go, which is we never make stuff up, right? Because lying is just not helpful. There is always what is true. And our job is to get to what is true, not to hang out in what isn't. So, all right.
Yes,
well,
and
thank
one
you
last
for that.
Thank you. One last thank you. I part of me wants to say plagiarism, but it's sincerest form of flattery. If it is plagiarism, it might not be. I was very thankful this afternoon for the bit that said, this is a direct quote, and I'll even come up with where it comes from if I don't put myself off, that inside each one of us, there's a 3 or 4-year-old who just wants to hear, you're perfect, just as you're doing great. We're with you every step of the way. I heard this in a recording, and it was your voice. You're doing great. We're with you every step of the way. Just make an effort. And I was able to say this verbatim to a youngster who's just started college, who's away from home. All the friends have gone to different colleges and feeling far from anything that they're used to. And it's just like, you have to get enough sleep, go to bed at 10 o'clock, because that mind is going to be the mind of a 3-year-old. Thanks, Cherry, and thanks, Ashwini, and thanks, whole community, for making this possible, and particularly for what universe are you creating? What a gem. That's me. I'm done.
Good.
I'll stay quiet.
All right. Well, thank
I just
you.
Go
this
to the end of
light.
It, flip and start
stay
again, go to the end, flip and start again. Bye now. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Alice. I so appreciated that, Sherry, because it is true that it's something we were looking at this morning, that happiness is always there, that light is always there, and that
it is our authentic nature.
It is our authentic nature, and even when it feels like a total eclipse of light, right?
Mm-hmm.
Total eclipse. There's a way in which somehow or the other, that is the place where we know we're sought. Because it's if we start with the truth of it is hard, there's a way in which it transforms the experience, because it forces us to seek the light in the dark places. And that is a
that's
tremendous
right.
gift.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It requires us to expand our view.
Yes, expand our awareness.
Yeah,
how Alice was pointing to.
Yeah, and we could say it forces us to look for what we've been given. Right.
Yes.
So we don't.
Yes.
That's the make an effort. we've got to show up and say please and thank you.
Well, yes, because our process is to acknowledge the truth of. I don't know how the quote was, but wherever, at all times and all places, gratitude is true.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not feeling it, the gift of the moment is for me to be able to make the movement of that truth. And in that moment, I have reclaimed a place of darkness for light.
Yeah, exactly. It's my reminder to wake up, right? To, And to get my get my eyes off that tunnel vision of darkness that is egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. Right? If I'm not seeing the light, I'm looking in the wrong place.
All right. Here is our next caller. You're live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Barbara from Chicago.
Well, good morning, Barbara.
Good
morning.
What
are you seeing?
So what I'm seeing is that as long as I can remember, I've had this intense longing to live from this place of authenticity. And even as I acknowledged it to myself, I thought, well, that sounds stupid. Who else are you going to be? But I recognized that something was really driving my life in a very cruel way. And I just couldn't find the path out. And with this month's focus and with work being such a huge content issue in my life, I've had the best month in terms of accessing that place of what feels like authenticity, just by not by doing all the things I typically do, but by not doing those things.
Yes. Awareness practice is always a matter of stopping, isn't it? It's always a matter of not doing rather than doing. And the thing that I love about what you're saying, particularly love, you know, people will, I'll be in a conversation with someone, and they are just absolutely convinced that they are the low life that the voice in their head tells them they are. Right? And I will say to them, with all the sincerity I have, you have no idea who you are. You have no idea who you are. And that's what was motivating you, right? You knew that, well, who else are you going to be? Well, this is not me.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm being somebody else. So I need to get this me, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it wasn't me. I knew it wasn't me, and it was so such a painful place, and there were so many desperate attempts to get out that were so misguided, you know, I'll get another degree or I'll move to another city or I'll, you know, all of these things, and nothing has ever worked. In fact, not only did it not work, but it kept me from seeing what was already here.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that could leave a person speechless, huh?
Yeah.
And yet, you know, we have to have so much. I don't know. It's just such a sweetness that we can't see it until we see it. We just can't. You know, those degrees, those moves, those all that. They weren't a mistake. Right? They were all part of that, well, that's not it. Okay, all right, well, that's not it. And then we eventually get through all the stuff that ego throws at us, all the karma that we've been told is it, and finally we're left with, okay, what do we got when all that's gone? An authentic expression of life.
Yeah, that's filled with such possibility. It just feels like endless. Everything, you know, I've always longed for is just like here in abundance. And it's amazing.
Because what you can now do is express life and not try to fulfill ego. Ego is finite. It may be not be a one trick pony, but maybe a three trick pony. Move, get another degree, get another job, find another person. Okay, that's what it usually is cycling people through all the time.
And
life is infinite. So yes.
Yeah.
Possibility.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. I know.
That's so good.
All
right. Well, I don't have to tell you to go happy, do I?
No, I'll go happy. You go happy,
all right.
Too.
It's a deal.
So
I will if you
Very,
will.
Thank you.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
Thanks, Barbara. Oh, that is so rich, right, Sherry? When we get to, it's not in the content, it's in the process of being here. And that this whole whole lifetime is to teach me to accept that.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, these shows have themes, right? These conversations we have. And that's been the theme of the three conversations we've had so far. Right? It's here. It's here. It's not in fixing yourself or changing yourself or going somewhere else or doing something else. It's right here. Mm-hmm. Might be hidden in plain sight, but it's right here. Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Oh, very well, thanks.
Good. What are you seeing?
I did want to say that ever since I heard about the radical sun parties, I've been having them every day. Every time I return to awareness. So, yeah, I may spend a lot of time not being here, but spending a lot more time being here. So that's wonderful.
How has that altered your life, your experience?
In terms of work, there pretty much hasn't been any task that stayed burdensome for very long, because after a few moments I realized, wait a minute, all I have to do is do it.
So in our lingo, all I have to do is get out of the conversation in my head, the resistance conversation in my head, and do whatever is here, participate with whatever is here in front of me and enjoy it. I'm a happy human.
Yes.
It's kind of like getting the keys to the kingdom, isn't it? It's like finding out a secret that just changes everything. I have the ability to choose presence and happiness in any moment. I can do that.
And it's welcome back every time.
Yes. Yes, it's a party. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Sherry, we have time for one more caller. So squeezing that caller in, here you go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello? Yep.
This is Kate from New York.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
Good. How's the month been?
Month has been amazing. What I've been seeing is the work aspect that I looked at was, of course, my practice with music, my guitar playing.
It is your work.
It is my work, correct. Just dropping any conversation around, I don't want to, I don't feel like it, in terms of practicing. And it has been so fun.
Say more.
Well, just ignoring that conversation and sitting down and practicing. And it's like total freedom on the instrument. And there's no conversation. Like, once I was able to do that or have been able to do that this month, there's all the conversation around the conditioned conversation around comparison has gone away. Like comparison to the heroes of mine, or I don't play as well as that person, or I'm never going to be able to play as well as that person. That's just not there anymore.
Wow. Okay, so you're saying two things that I think we can all benefit from. Thank you very much. One is when that resistance conversation, I don't want to, I don't feel like it, is banished, what you're doing is enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And to me, I don't know if you put it like this to yourself, but what that has enabled you to do is choose love.
Yeah. I didn't put it right? that way, and that's it, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where the happiness is coming from, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Right? Because you love to play the guitar. You don't play the guitar so that you can be better than somebody.
Well, I did right? for a long time. Yep, I did for a long time
right.
play it like that.
That's right, because that's where ego... Yeah. Oh, it's awful. And mm-hmm. whatever our work is, that's it. When ego is doing it, it's miserable. And mm-hmm. it does the, well, you should, well, you didn't, well, let me distract you from it. Okay, well, I don't want to. I don't feel like it. You're not any good anyway. This is never going to work. Okay? There's that conversation that we can all relate to, right? We don't have to play mm-hmm. a musical instrument to relate to that one, right?
Yeah.
And then when that's no longer there, there's just, I'm doing this because I love to do this.
Yeah. And it's so fulfilling.
Yeah.
And it's so
joyful.
So joyful. And it's also such a, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like such a interior time where I just get to be with myself.
Yes.
Learning yes. for the pure joy of learning, not because it's going to get me somewhere.
Yes. You're practicing. So
yes.
I'm hoping everybody will apply this to meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the exact same process.
Yeah.
Right? And what we wind up with when we get past all the ego resistance is, I love this. This is the most intimate, beautiful way to be with this human being. I want to do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
So thank you.
Who knew? Who knew? Thank you. Who knew that work, the dreaded work, could produce, looking at it, and seeing what ego does with us, with a topic like that, could move us to such a place of joy and gratitude. Who would have ever thought?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well,
thanks so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So happy.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kate. It is the truth, right, Cherry, that if we do the work, within quotes, of spiritual practice, we do get the results, within quotes, of
yeah.
what it is that life is about, which is being here, is the enjoyment of being alive. Everything
yeah.
else is added on. It reminds me of the back of the communication book, right? All of us travel with a plus one, and we don't know. And all the additions mm-hmm. to that, to how life is what makes it miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And for us,
well,
to move
and
from that
when
place
you,
into, go ahead.
Well, when you say it that way, I mean, anybody who's ever been a little kid or spent any time around little kids knows that,
mm-hmm.
right? We start out it's just ecstatic to be alive,
mm-hmm.
and then it's kind of downhill as the conditions are put on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All
so
right,
we know
well,
that experience. It's where we started.
Yes. And we know, I think, when we come to spiritual practice, we come to spiritual practice because we know we're not having that experience and that it's possible.
Yes. Yeah. We're lucky that way.
We're lucky that way, exactly. Yeah. Going back to what Alice said, in all places and all times, gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we started a new focus today, Sherry, and so our assignment for today is to read and record the write-up for this month's focus. as you listen to the recording, look to see where you suffer with this particular content. Jot that down. And the focus is practice. And the example.
And I, which is what this whole conversation today was about.
Absolutely, yes.
Right? So we are ready.
Mm-hmm. Example, right. Perhaps you suffer because no matter how hard you practice, you still get identified when you interact with X. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
All right. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy.